Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Wiggins joining us here live at Media. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
It's good to have you here, man.
Are you more comfortable now?
Yeah.
Because that middle of the season, that's rough, man. It's like.
Middle season is a little different for sure.
And you ain't take a short trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm happy, though. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What's the most trades you did in the middle of the year? Two?
I went from Cleveland. The team moved to Baltimore. Not just me. The team moved to Baltimore. Then I went to Carolina, right? And then in four games, then got shipped to Minnesota. Mm. All in the same, like it was within 2 months.
No, that's tough.
And I had only played for one place, all in the same general area where I went to college. I went to Michigan, then ended up in Cleveland. I was, that's tough, like, my head was spinning. But, you know, it changed. The difference between me and you is that you wake right up when you get busted in the mouth in football. Like, oh, I'm here. Let's go. Basketball, you know, offense, y'all rotate it all. No. You get the football, get hit in the face. I'm here.
What has the summer been like for you? Like, as far as it seemed like you got here, like a month ago to kind of settle in with the guys? Like, what has the process been like to know that you're going into a season with Miami?
Nah, I've been here most of the summer. I mean, I did little vacations here and there, went to certain places, but for the most part, I was here, you know, just getting me and my family situated, you know, get my little girls in school and getting everything, you know, situated. So when the season pops off, you know, we're all just ready and settled in.
You ready from the beginning. Yeah. Like, that's the one thing, like, basketball, baseball, like, you could be playing on one bench and then 2 days later you're on the, or they take you out of the game. They just take you out of here. Like, we don't want you to get hurt. I've never had to experience that. That's crazy. Yeah. So I got to imagine it's pretty hard for you and your family, and then trying to get your mind, you know, set with the players. And did you know any of the guys when you got here so that, you know, that communication was easier because you knew the guys? Or did you have to learn? Did you have to, like, acclimate yourself or, hey, I'm Andrew. You know, like, we know of you, but we don't know you.
I might have knew a few guys, but I got traded with Kyle Anderson that was on the team with me before.
Oh, okay.
So we got traded together, so that was cool.
Okay,
too.
All right.
Yeah,
see, we don't, like, it's just a weird thing because, you know, people see you come in. Mm-hmm. They don't, like, know what you're going through. They want results already.
Yeah,
and you're like,
they
say, hey guys, I might be going through something right now. Just bear with me. But now you got a fresh start. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't be more excited because y'all see a lot. Like, he's a two-way player. The Heat love that type of player.
For sure.
I want to know, Andrew, how are you the king of the four-point play? Like, you were really
last
good.
Year was just happening.
That was crazy. Like, every single time you hit a three, like, it was that's four. Like, is there an art to that, or is that just a thing that went
down? It just started happening last year. That was it. That's the only year I really started getting to in the 4-point plays. But hopefully I just keep adding to it. You know,
not
I keep adding to it.
That's that had to be, like, I was like, hey, this guy's amazing. Every single time he shoots
one, he's so lengthy. So, like, when he goes up to shoot, that guy coming out there to get you got to get extra high.
For sure.
And so that already puts him in a bad spot. It's not like you guarding a 6'2 guy. Mm-hmm. Like, so he's like, oh, here he comes.
Being just around the building and seeing some of the young guys, any of their, like, development you've been excited about, just even from the time you had with them last year to now?
Yeah, definitely for Khalil Ware. You know, I feel like he's a big talent,
right.
Very talented, and I feel like the future is really bright for him. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's in the perfect situation here with the people, you know, the people love, care about him, they want to see him get better, you know, so I feel like that's the most important thing. You know, so with the mindset he has of just working hard and his talent, and plus this organization's way of just preparing guys and getting guys ready for, you know, this level and the level above and keep going and going and going. I feel the future is so bright for him, and I'm excited to see what he does this year.
Yeah, like it was interesting because he had the summer where, like, you know, Spo had the pace that you want to play at the whole time. Like, what is that thing that when you get into the league, just knowing that you got to play all the time at, like, that certain threshold for coaches to be satisfied? Like, what's that development like?
It's a build-up. You know, it's a build-up. It's hard to do right when you get on the court. I mean, especially if you're new because you haven't done it before at this level. Some people just naturally slide right in and, you know, get right to it. But this summer has been amazing. You know, I've been there a lot this summer in the facility, and he's been there also. So just getting a chance to just watch him work out and just keep getting better and better, even putting on some size has been great.
You watch any of that Eurobasket?
I watched a little bit of it. Yeah,
I got a subscription to that. That was good.
This dude paid $30 just to watch, and it wasn't even the real Euros. It was like the warm up.
Well, they had,
like,
all of them. Sometimes I had to find a pirate feed.
like I'm like, come on.
You guys, Canada's really, like, you guys are a kick ass team now. Like, this is not just one. Like, you guys have a squad. When did you realize, like, Canada was going to become like this? This monster, like, you guys have MVPs, all-stars. This isn't just like Steve Nash and, like, that's cool now. Like, you guys have a full-fledged team that can absolutely, you know, raise hell in Olympics and international play.
Oh, for sure. And we have a lot of young guys coming in that are very special, promising future. So I think Canada is going to – it's on the rise, but it's going to stay on the rise.
What, like, do you – is it just because people have seen the success? Like, when did it get such a fever pitch around it? Do you remember that?
I feel like it's just been building up. I feel it's been building up, and I feel like we always produced, you know, a lot of talent coming out of Canada, but it was harder to get across the border. It was harder to, you know, really expose yourself to all the, you know, American talent and American organizations. But now, you know,
they find the talent all over the world,
no matter where you're at now. You know, the process is a little bit easier, and now we're getting a chance to showcase how talented Canada really is, and, you know, it's showing.
What has you and the family liked the most about Miami so far? Just getting time to comfort, be around the city. Has there been a thing that you enjoy the most?
We like the weather. I'm from Toronto, so it gets cold up there.
You haven't had a hurricane yet, huh?
Nah.
Okay, well, I'm going to check in on you.
Yeah, I'm not close to the water, though. I made sure I ain't going close to the water.
But it's not even that. It's, you'll see. I can't explain. It don't have to be a bad one.
Yeah.
But when you can't get toilet paper and water because everybody hyperventilating in South Florida, you know what I'm saying. You know what that Leroy told me. then we'll chat. The power don't have to go out. Yeah. Sometimes somebody, the wind will blow, like, all the power be out all over.
I love the idea of you thinking Andrew Wiggins is going to Publix. Like, he's going, like, are you, like, hey, I feel some, like, the supplies are getting sent to Andrew Wiggins during a hurricane.
Let me explain something to you. Sometimes all those things don't work, and a representative of the family don't have. So if his wife go to Publix and she have issues and come back home, he gonna feel it.
Have you gone to Publix yet?
No, I go. I'm like a Target, Whole Foods type of guy. Yeah, no, I enjoy going though.
I go in, I get in the
little cart, push them around. We go shopping, all that. Yeah.
You a sub fan? Like, they got the Pub Sub. That's the famous thing down here.
Pub Sub.
Yes.
Okay.
You check that out. Like, they usually do it upright.
What?
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What? He just said he go to Whole Foods.
Fancy, Whole Foods has that fancy.
He gets them fancy sandwiches
but you gotta be specific with
the portobello mushrooms on
that,
it.
You get that bucket, the hot bucket in there.
No, he's not. No, man.
What? That's what they got at the Whole Foods.
Like, no, He just called them Whole Foods and say, make me one of those portobello mushroom things. Be over and get it in a minute. Like, no, we ain't got it like that.
Andrew Wiggins joining us here. What do you think about Norman Powell joining you guys? How excited are you about that?
I'm excited. You know, I've been battling with him for years since he's on the Raptors, and I was in Minnesota. So it's been a long time. So it's good to finally be on the same squad and, you know, battle together. He had a hell of a year last year. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he's only going to keep getting better and better. So he's a perfect fit for this team, and I'm very excited.
It feels like you guys got a lot of guys, I mean, just a lot of two-way talents that can give teams a lot of hell. Like, have you visualized what that can be for you guys?
Oh, for sure. You know, on both sides of the floor, you know, we have a lot of guys that can do a lot of different special things, so.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.